It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With the New Year's Eve countdown just hours away, we thought we'd let you know about a brand new product due out this spring. It's a wristwatch, but hardly an ordinary one. This one displays a countdown to your death. NPR's Lulu Mello brings us the story of the watch and how it might affect its wearer.
So, how long until you die?
Well, 42 years, 3 months, 28 days, 11 hours, and now 49 minutes and 13 seconds, and 12, 11, 10.
This is Fredrik Kolting, a 37-year-old Swedish man living in L.A. who has been many things in his life, a gravedigger, a publisher, and most recently, the inventor of this morbid contraption, a sleek black wristwatch which slides around your wrist and displays to you 3 lines of digital numbers.
The first row is the years, the months, and the days.
Till you die.
And the second row is the hours, minutes, and seconds.
Till you die.
And then the third row is just the general time.
To calculate your estimated time of death, Kolting uses a formula which is similar to the U.S. government's life expectancy calculator. You simply punch in a few details, your age, sex, country of origin, whether or not you smoke, stress level.
So you get an exact approximation of when you will expire.
And what does he call his watch? Not Portable Grim Reaper, the terrifying stress watch, but Ticker.
The happiness watch.
The happiness watch.
I think if people in general are more aware of their deaths, they will make better choices, and they will appreciate life more.
He said, imagine you're in a job that you don't love.
You can glance at your wrist, and you can realize, hey, I only have 40 years left. Then I'm gone. I have no more life. I'm just going to change it.
So that's his theory, that death bearing down will make you prioritize better.
So I'm not sure if we should hurry up this interview.
Fine. I wanted to go to a scientist now anyway.
Rolling?
Yep. I think we're rolling.
This is Sheldon Solomon, a psychologist at Skidmore College, who is one of the grandfathers of a branch of social psychology that looks at what thinking about your death does to your behavior. Do you think that staring down at your wrist and watching your life slip away before your eyes will make people happier?
Maybe.
Solomon says the principle behind Ticker is actually a very old idea.
For example, it's very well known that medieval monks used to keep a human skull on their desks. And the idea was that if you spend every waking moment in pristine awareness of the fact that the meter's running, that that's going to bring the best out in you.
And this positive, life-savoring effect has actually been documented by scientists all over the world. It's been shown that when people think about death, they rate life as more valuable. They become more generous, more likely to donate their blood.
On the other hand, we have literally hundreds of other experiments that really kind of frighteningly suggest that this kind of fleeting reminder of mortality might bring out the worst in people rather than the best.
Time and time again, what Solomon has observed is a much darker reaction.
The minute death is on your mind,
you become, well, xenophobic.
We become more hostile and aggressive to people who are different. And so, for example, in an early study, we had Christian participants in the United States think about themselves dying.
And then they were asked to fill out a questionnaire about a Jewish person. And the control group Christians, well, they thought the Jewish person was quite lovely, likable, smart, etc. But the Christians who had been told to think about death first,
when they were reminded of their mortality first, now they hated the Jewish people. And that's not about Christians per se. In Israel, if you have Jewish people thinking about dying, they dislike Arabs and Christians. In India, if you have Indians think about dying, they dislike Pakistanis and so on.
What's even more troubling, said Solomon, is that your behavior changes too.
In a laboratory setting, at least, if we give people an opportunity to physically hurt somebody who is different than them, after reminding of them of death, they become particularly hostile and aggressive to folks who are different.
And more likely to hurt them?
Yes, they are actually more likely to hurt them.
As to why, Of course, Solomon doesn't know, but his research suggests that we do this out of fear. Death terrifies us. And when we are confronted with it, we want more potently than ever to be among our own. And thus, we also want more potently than ever to shun those who are not like us.
And, you know, that's one of the most disturbing implications of these ideas, that one of the reasons why humankind has a long and sordid history of intolerance against people who are different is the result of a psychological inability to tolerate death.
Which brings us back to Ticker,
the wristwatch that counts down your life.
Truly, honestly, what do you think this would do to people?
All right, truly, honestly, I'm highly ambivalent.
Solomon says that both effects, the positive ones and the more
defensive and unsavory reactions,
they've both clearly been demonstrated to occur in labs.
So to be scientific, I reserve judgment until we have some information.
Okay.
Hello?
So we went out to get him some information.
So now I'm going to set the watch.
This is Jeff Rosenthal.
32 and a half years left to live.
And his wife, Teresa.
29 years left in my life.
And they both agreed to wear a ticker for 24 hours to see what happens to them.
That's good, because I want to die before you die.
You do?
Yes.
And the results were mixed.
This is already making me anxious.
Teresa's initial reaction to death on the wrist was a kind of doomy impatience.
I'm in the middle of making my bed and I feel like, what's the point?
Whereas Jeff experienced a surge of carpe diem.
All right, let's park and go to breakfast.
But then as the day went on, formerly anxious Teresa found herself sitting in traffic,
feeling refreshed,
with the world suddenly seeming brighter.
Colors are brighter. I feel that like feeling that you feel not quite when you're first in love, but near that.
Whereas Jeff suddenly got struck by that same impatience.
I am going through our junk mail. I mean, here I am, 32 years, 6 months, 20 hours, 18 minutes, and 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And I have to take some of those seconds and put it straight into the trash.
The next morning, Teresa woke up with the world still feeling newly sharpened.
So thank you for letting me be part of the experiment. I will be getting a happiness watch when they're available because I loved it.
Whereas Jeff couldn't wait to get the thing off.
I'm not sure I can take thinking about it this much right now, and I want a break.
Frederick Colting says that Ticker is due out in April.
We have orders for like 3,000 watches.
And Dr. Sheldon Solomon believes that the watch could indeed produce the happiness that Colting promises.
It may surely do that, but
he reminds us not to forget the findings from his work.
Side effects may include physical aggression towards people not like you, racism, reckless driving, homophobia, greed, avoidance of people with disabilities, binge eating and drinking, increased smoking, risky financial decisions, obsession with fame, hostility to nature and animals. It may also increase compulsive behavior, magnify phobias and social anxiety, and amplify psychological dissociation leading to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Lulu Miller, NPR News, Washington.